it out here and then forgotten about. Or maybe. He swallowed. Maybe it was something not from this planet at all. Mark inched closer, snapping pictures as he went. When he reached the boulder, he used his flashlight to search for a way up and began climbing. The top of the big rock was flat. He pulled himself up and sat, staring again. The inside of the tube contained myriad surging colors, reds, blues, and yellows. It was like watching a spectacular laser light show being performed just for him. Slowly, he put out his hand to see if the light generated heat. Too late, he heard the rattle and felt the snake strike. He jerked his hand back and leaped to his feet. The sudden movement threw him off balance and he fell, off the boulder and into the light. Chapter 2. The air was thick and humid and smelled of a coming rain. Mark opened his eyes. It was daytime, but the sun seemed to be hidden by clouds, and everything was in shadow. His head was pounding,